It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 17th. I'm David Brancaccio, here as new host of the program. Starting now, we're coming to you from New York, and we'll go anywhere that technology and innovation is changing our lives and our society. During this first week, we're taking a look around our new neighborhood to see how this city, already a center of finance, fashion, and media, can also lay claim to a serious culture of tech innovation. Before that, though, news about your cell phone bill. Turns out the phone company could be overcharging you while you are mobile. Researchers at UCLA compared how much data smartphones used while connected to the internet to what the phone company was charging. In areas of lousy coverage, some customers were billed for data that never showed up. Tom Simonite at MIT's Technology Review says one researcher tried to watch a video on his phone while riding the train.
And then the train went into a tunnel. So he lost the signal, the video cut out, and he didn't get to watch any more of it. But the carrier kept sending data his way. As far as their system could tell, data was being streamed to his device. And so when the bill came in, there was about 7% more data on his bill than he had actually been able to use on his device.
See, phone companies count the data they send, not what gets received. UCLA folks are working on a meter to keep track of the data on your end. Now to New York's meatpacking district, where it's less about wholesale beef and more about young technology firms. I'm here to meet Josh Miller, CEO of a startup called Branch, which launched in New York, moved to the heart of high-tech California Silicon Valley. Then this spring, he hightailed it back to NYC.
The folks that we want to work with are in the media and the publishing space. So the publishing world's in New York, so it just seemed like the best place to go.
Branch is an invitation-only system for online discussions on a variety of topics, a kind of amped-up Twitter. And the thing about New York, for a tech project involving media, finance, fashion, the list goes on, so much expertise and money is close by.
Being able to hop on the subway and have five meetings in a day with five different publishers is just, it's amazing.
Miller believes we've entered an era where big, established companies are hungry for folks like him.
All these other industries in New York that, you know, previously wouldn't have worked with technology companies as much in the past are, you know, they open the doors for us. And it's this really exciting dynamic where we really want to talk to them and they really want to talk to us. I mean, just in this building, you know, one door down to the left and one door down the right, there is, you know, a fashion house where yesterday there was castings with, you know, 6'3" models. And right there are, you know, high frequency traders with eight screens in front of them. And just being around that many different types of people is amazing.
Word of the day is apparently amazing. And if there were a mayor of New York's Silicon Alley, Miller's mentor, Scott Heiferman, could be the guy. He's the CEO of Meetup, a popular online company that brings people face-to-face, from babysitters to political organizers.
Here we are in New York. We're kind of smashed together. We have to smell each other on the subway, and we're not hermetically sealed in our cars.
Heiferman argues this is why New York will be at the center of the next wave of the digital revolution.
Essentially, what is the internet? The internet's a network of people, not a network of computers. And so as people are using the internet to get off the internet and realizing that they can rent from each other and sell to each other and do things with each other, it really kind of resembles the dense urban environments like New York City. So it makes perfect sense that it's this fertile ground for this next wave of most interesting innovations.
Tomorrow, it's back to school, where New York's tech hungry are getting started early with computer programming and digital problem solving. And some homework for you. Our interactive map of Silicon Alley's corridors and valleys way beyond New York is at marketplacetech.org. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.